USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried is headed to court in the Bahamas come Monday. The 30-year-old founder and former CEO of FTX was arrested earlier this week, faces extradition to the U.S. on charges including conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. He could face over 100 years in prison. Ahead of next month's legislative session in Virginia, a proposal in the Republican governor's budget is raising concerns among Democrats about a possible abortion ban.
Governor Glenn Youngkin is proposing two amendments addressing abortion in his state, establishing a 15-week gestation limit, and blocking state funds from being used for abortion services. A spokeswoman for Youngkin accuses Democrats of deliberately misleading Virginians, adding that the governor wants to look for a bipartisan consensus on a bill to protect life after 15 weeks, with exceptions in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother. I'm Kenneth Burns.
Comedian and film star Adam Sandler getting a major honor for the work he's done so far in his life.
Sandler is the winner of this year's Mark Twain Prize for American Humor.
You are the worst wedding singer in the world, buddy.
Well, I have a microphone and you don't.
The star of The Wedding Singer, Happy Gilmore, and more recently the tense drama Hustle, will be the 24th recipient of the prize for over three decades of film, music, and television. The Mark Twain Awards ceremony will be at the Kennedy Center in Washington in March.
That's Richard Johnson reporting. Gas prices continue to drop. AAA puts today's national average at $3.14 a gallon, down just a penny from Saturday, a 13-cent decrease from a week ago, 56 cents down from a month ago. The state with gas prices still above $5, Hawaii. This is USA News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Did you hear? A recent stash of $10 gold Liberty coins from the 1800s has been found. These gorgeous gold coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck in the late 1800s, and less than 50 of these gold coins are available. Coin experts are calling this gold find an incredible opportunity. Call 1-888-201-7060, and you are guaranteed a $10 gold Liberty coin minted by the U.S. Mint in the 1800s. But with extremely limited availability, you must call now. These gold Liberty coins from the 1800s are still in uncirculated condition. That is history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-888-201-7060. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $40 value, free with every order. Call 1-888-201-7060 now to secure your $10 gold Liberty coins dated from the 1800s before they sell out. That's 1-888-201-7060.
Mississippi authorities now say a woman who fatally shot two officers on Wednesday did not die by killing herself, but was shot by police. The two officers were conducting a welfare check on Amy Anderson while she sat inside a car outside of a motel. Initial reports had Anderson shooting and killing herself. Now it's been determined she exchanged fire with one of the officers and was struck and died from her injuries. Japan making the move to go green. Corey Myers explains.
In an effort to go green, all new houses in Tokyo built by large-scale home builders after April of 2025 must install solar power panels to cut household carbon emissions. Japan, the world's fifth largest carbon emitter, has committed to achieving carbon neutrality by 2050.
Argentina defeated France in an overtime thriller to win the World Cup today in Qatar. Argentina got a pair of goals from Lionel Messi, including one in extra time to get past the defending World Cup champions. Penalty kicks eventually decided the match after a dramatic final ended 3-3 in extra time. Yankee superstar Aaron Judge's record-setting 60-second home run ball sold at an auction. The ball is the American League record home run caught in left field by 35-year-old Corey Humans in Texas. Golden Auction Houses handled the auction and picked up $1.5 million. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.